Campbell's soups are. Good.
Campbell's Soups invite you to meet Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo. Here's Corliss Archer.
Hello, Mr. Charvet.
Well, good evening, Corliss.
Oh, Mr. Charvet, I know you're dying to talk about soup, but before you start, I thought I'd like just a minute to welcome you to the Archer family. Mom and Daddy and all the rest want to be in on this, too, on account of we all think you make sense. I mean, those things you say about Campbell's soup.
Well, thank you, Corliss. I'm certainly happy to welcome you to the Campbell's Soup program on account of I think you're a pretty interesting young lady to be tuned in on. And I'm sure our listeners are going to be of the same mind.
You put things so gracefully, Mr. Charvet. I mean, your conversation's mature, and a person gets something from it.
Well, perhaps that's because I have something pretty good to talk about, Corliss. Campbell's Soup, that part-time cook in your kitchen.
Yes, Mr. Charvet. Our cook, Louise, says that's the only other cook she'll allow in her kitchen. Well, I've got to get ready for the show, so goodbye now.
Saturday afternoon at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Archer. Their daughter, Corliss, is not suffering from her usual weekend boredom, for today she has a very tangible interest at hand. A candid camera, which Mr. Archer has given his young daughter as a reward for good marks at Jefferson High. Right now, she's showing it to her dearest friend, Mildred Ames. And inspired by the gift, Corliss is already planning a new and glamorous career.
Mildred, honestly, you can't tell about those things. I might get to be known as the greatest woman photographer in America.
Why stop at America now that the war's over?
Very well, Mildred. Go ahead and be sarcastic.
Okay, but if you got famous, would you stick to Dexter?
Oh, success wouldn't change me one bit. I'd laugh and clown with all of you, just the same as now. And I'd have you come to my hotel suite in New York. And you could use my charge accounts to get all the clothes you wanted.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, within reason.
Oh, thanks. Say, look at this folder. The canister store is giving a contest.
Hmm? Let me see it.
Oh, boy, listen. $25 first prize for the best camera shot.
Golly,
Corliss, why don't you get in it? I mean, $25 isn't anything to be sneezed at.
My dear girl, right now I'm in no position to sneeze at 25 cents. And there's $15 second prize, $10 third, and five $1 prizes.
Huh. You might win a dollar anyway.
Everything's practice, Mildred. I don't feel that I'm too good to start in the bottom rung. Look, it says, your entry must be in by May 15th with one wrapper from XYZ Film accompanying each photograph submitted. Oh, golly, that's going to be expensive. Oh, no, it goes on to say, or a reasonable facsimile.
I'll help you make the facsimiles. I made 20 for the Crunchy Munchies contest.
Did you win anything?
No.
I guess I'd better do it. Maybe you didn't make your facsimiles reasonable enough.
Suits me. It says here that all the winning entries will be published in the Daily Star 2 weeks from the closing date of the contest.
Golly, Mildred, suppose I won every prize. I'd buy Daddy something scrumptious, and I'd get Mom that perfectly dazzling house coat at Benson's. You know, the one that looks so good on me.
You'd better take some pictures first. And listen. We don't want posed conventional pictures. Get intimate shots, the human, homey, everyday photographs which tell a story.
I know what they mean. Come on, let's get Mother to pose for one right away.
Wait, it's so they don't want them posed. The only way you're going to get natural pictures is to catch people off guard.
See, I think you're right, Mildred.
And if you take my advice, you won't say a word about this contest to anybody.
Why not?
Because when people even see you coming, they'll get themselves all posed and everything.
Okay. This whole thing will be a secret between you and me. And maybe Dexter, because he could be my lookout man.
See, Corliss, we're not going to do anything criminal.
I mean, he can look out for good subjects to photograph. You can, too. And we'll have a signal. When you or Dexter find a good, intimate subject, you just sing out, oh, what a beautiful morning, and I'll sneak up with my camera.
Oh, but I don't sing very well. And Dexter's voice is changing.
It doesn't matter, Mildred. You're not trying for grand opera or anything.
All right, how's this? Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Well, golly, after Well, you paint awfully well, Mildred. Come on, let's go over and tell Dexter. Oh, Mildred, do you suppose they'd have that house coat in shocking pink?
Sure, I'll be your lookout man, Corliss. But I don't know if I understand just what you mean by intimate. Gee whiz, it doesn't sound very respectable to me.
Of course it's respectable, Dopey. It just means personal, everyday scenes. Like your mother peeling potatoes, for instance.
My mother never peels potatoes. She makes me do it.
Oh, don't be so literate, Dexter.
Or if your mother was kissing your father goodbye in the morning.
They've had a fight, and she hasn't even said goodbye for the last three mornings.
Look, Dexter, there's your uncle going up the back steps. I'll snap the greeting between him and your mother. Now she's coming out. Yes, she's kissing him. There, I got it. It'll make a wonderful entry. I mean, golly, there's practically almost nothing quite so intimate and human as people kissing people.
Well, gosh, I don't see how that could win any prize. You didn't even get my uncle's face because his back was turned.
Just the same, it's intimate, and your mother's face will show. Come on, let's go over to my house and see what we can find over there. Let's go in the kitchen, kid. Maybe we can catch Louise at some homey tap.
Like making chocolate cake, maybe?
Oh, well, look, Carlos, your mother's asleep on the couch. We mustn't wake her up.
Yeah, let's go take a walk. We might meet some characters.
Wait a minute. We'll sneak in and take a picture of Mom first. A close-up.
Gee, your mother might not like that.
It'll make a very simple, unassuming picture. There, I got it. All right, let's go. Just one film left. I'll get that man coming toward us.
Oh, what's unique about him?
He's got a funny face. I'll wait till he gets close. I got him.
Hey, what do you kids think you're doing?
Why, we're taking pictures.
Well, I don't have no one mine took. Give me that camera.
Hey, don't you touch that camera or I'll...
Hey, Dexter!
Hey, that'll learn him. Give me that camera, sister.
Run, Corliss, run. I'm all right. Not to bother with that character.
Oh, Dexter, dear, are you badly hurt? Oh, your poor eye.
Oh, that's all right. I hardly ever use that one.
You did it for me, Dexter. You challenged that man and went down for my sake to defeat.
Oh, baloney. This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't gone out snooping with that old camera. You and your cockeyed schemes.
Dexter Franklin, how dare you talk to me like that? Why, I wouldn't have you for my lookout man now if you were the very last person on earth. Come on, Mildred. Hello, Mom.
Well, where have you been all afternoon, Corliss?
Oh, just walking around with Mildred and Dexter. Mom, is it all right if Mildred stays for dinner?
Well, of course, dear.
You see, we want to work on some drawings this evening.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, here comes your father.
I get first kiss, Angel.
Well, how's my baby? Hi, Janet.
Hello,
hello,
dear.
Mildred.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
I'd have been home earlier, Janet, but I was talking with the Wilcoxes. Norma had a terrible experience.
But what do you mean, Harry?
She was so hysterical, it took me nearly an hour to get the facts straight. It'll be in the evening paper.
Oh, Daddy, hurry. What happened?
Well, they were robbed by a man posing as a salesman. He got in the door and then held up Norma with a gun.
Oh, Harry, how terrible. But did he harm her?
No, but he got away with all her jewelry and $95 in cash.
Oh.
Daddy, what did the man look like?
Mrs. Wilcox said he was a very large, vicious-looking fellow.
Oh, goodness. What an awful thing to happen to poor Norma, as nervous as she is. Well, when did this happen?
Daddy, are you sure it wasn't a thin, medium-sized man with a funny face?
Well, I didn't see him, baby.
Well, now, that's a stupid thing to ask, Corliss, when your father just told you what Mrs. Wilcox said. Come on the back porch, Harry, and help me shell the peas.
Well, what's wrong with canned peas? I like them better anyway.
I know. Right. You thought it was the man who hit Dexter. Well, it could have been him. Criminals never like their picture taken, you know. Mildred, I've got a simply terrific idea.
Oh, golly.
Billy. Another one.
We'll catch the robber. All we have to do is photograph every big, vicious-looking man we can find. Then we'll take the pictures to Mrs. Wilcox and see if she can identify any of them.
Suppose she does. What'll we get out of it?
A lot of glory. And maybe Mrs. Wilcox would force a reward upon us. She can't tell.
I thought you wanted to take the pictures for the contest.
Well, we can do both, can't we? Mildred, you've got to take an oath with me that we'll never rest until we've brought that robber to justice.
You know, spring is the time when you get a hankering to dress up your meals. And there are new things ready for your table now, like luscious, fresh asparagus. And you get an urge to start things off with a soup that's something special, like Campbell's cream of mushroom. Now, there's a dish that'll make any meal seem like a party. Campbell's make it with a generous hand from the very finest hothouse mushrooms, plump and fresh, and picked at just the right moment to capture all their delicate flavor. And the cream they use is extra heavy whipping cream, sweet and fresh. Then seasoned carefully to point up that fine mushroom taste. Mmm, good. Try Campbell's cream of mushroom soup at your house at lunch or supper tomorrow. And I bet you'll be having it often this spring. Remember now, that's Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. Campbell's soup on your shelf is like a part-time cook in your kitchen. It's several mornings later, and the Archers are at breakfast.
Oh, yes, I had an awful night, Janet. I finally got to sleep around 4, and then at 6:30, Dexter, of all people, began bellowing, "Oh, what a beautiful morning!" underneath my window.
Well, it was my window, Daddy. We're side by side, you know.
And why must he serenade you at such an ungodly hour?
It wasn't a serenade. It was sort of a signal we had. But he's crazy on account of he has no right to use it anymore, either.
That statement is cryptic, to say the least. But you can tell your Don Juan that no morning is beautiful at 6 o'clock, at least not to me. And certainly not for him if he does it again.
I'll tell him, Daddy. It'll give me great pleasure.
Don't eat so fast, darling. It's only 10 to 8.
Well, Mildred's calling by from 8 to 8, Mom.
Corliss, why do you leave for school so early, Lisa?
It's a secret, Mom. I can't tell you just yet, but in a few days it'll burst on you in one big surprise. I can almost promise you that it'll mean fame and glory and maybe quite a lot of money. I mean, honestly, Daddy, it could mean simply gobs of money. At the very worst, it'll mean a dollar.
Oh. And are you going to consult me as to the investment of this windfall?
Yes, Daddy, that's very funny, but you just wait.
Well, that's all I can do.
Yoo-hoo, Corliss!
Oh, that's Mildred. She's early. Bye, Daddy. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, golly, my camera. Coming, Mildred!
She takes that camera with her every morning. I feel sure the mystery is connected with that.
What are these secret drawings she and Mildred make every night?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea. You know, Dexter telephoned last night, but she wouldn't talk to him. He finally sent her a very dark message that he had 3 lined up, and one of them looked like the real thing.
Ah. The plot thickens. I don't know whether this means anything, Janet, but she was peeking at me while I was shaving yesterday, and when I spoke to her, she darted into her room.
Well, hold tight to your morale, darling. If worst comes to the worst, there's always the FBI.
Yes, he's big enough, but he isn't very vicious looking. In fact, he looks awfully good-natured and happy.
Yeah, but he might be full of dope just now. That makes him happy, you know. I'll snap him anyway. I got him just as he looked this way.
How many does that make now?
22 of the robber and 48 for the contest.
Then you've only got 2 films left. Say, here comes Dexter.
I don't want to talk to him. I'm not interested in Dexter Franklin any longer. Does he see us?
Corliss! Oh, Corliss!
Just pretend we don't hear.
Corliss!
How can a person even pretend not to hear that?
Gee whiz, Corliss, why don't you stop it?
I haven't the remotest idea to what you are referring to.
Holy cow, Corliss, cut it out, will you? I apologize, didn't I?
Why didn't you come down when I gave you the signal this morning?
You're no longer my lookout man, so you have no right to use that signal. Also, my father sent word to you to stop that nauseating singing underneath his window.
Gee whiz, I had three guys lined up for you, all big and gangstery. Any one of them could have been your man.
And what do you know about what I'm doing, Dexter Franklin?
Don't you think I've got eyes? Even if one is kind of black. All you do is shoot big, rough-looking guys, and that describes the Wilcox burglar everybody's talking about.
All right, if you're so smart, where are these men?
Well, holy cow, I couldn't keep trailing them forever, could I? I know where to find one of them, though. He's new in town, and he calls for his car at Peterson's garage every morning about this time.
Hurry, Mildred, and we'll try to catch him. And thank you, Dexter. Naturally, you'll share in the reward if he should be the robber, and if there should be a reward.
Thank you, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Corliss. I had to wait for the prince.
Daddy's over there reading.
Oh.
Well, did you show Mrs. Wilcox the pictures?
Yes, but none of them even looked anything like the robber.
Oh, golly. I thought at least one of them would be him.
He?
What about Dexter's man?
Mrs. Wilcox said he was the new district attorney. Well, anyway, we still got the contest.
Let's finish these facsimiles. Only four more to do. Come on, help me. And make them reasonable.
All right, give me that pen. And then we ought to go down and pick up the rest of the prints tonight. Tomorrow's the deadline.
Oh, golly, it's going to take every last cent of my allowance, too.
I could let you have a quarter.
I wish you girls would stop that muttering and do your subversive activities somewhere else. I'm trying to read.
Well, we're just about through, Angel. Then we're going right out.
Allah be praised.
Did I hear you say you were going out, Corliss?
Yes, ma'am. Just down to Schroeder's.
Well, I'm afraid I can't permit you to go. Corliss, I've been looking through your things, and you haven't done one speck of your mending.
Oh, I'll get at it tomorrow, ma'am.
Yes, but you've been saying that all week, and now I'm going to let the seamstress do it when she comes tomorrow. $2, please.
Mom, you're joking. Why, $2 is all I've got in the whole world.
Well, Miss Wilton charges $1 an hour, and it will take her about 2 hours.
But, Mother, I've got to use that money tonight for something terribly important. Can I give you next week's allowance?
I want it now.
Oh, Mom, this is about the most serious and important thing that'll ever happen to me. It's practically a millstone in my life, you might say. Oh, Daddy, won't you lend me the $2?
Well, I seldom carry such a large sum around with me in cash, but I'll see what I've got.
No, Harry, you're not to interfere in this.
Oh.
Very well, Mother. If you want to spoil what might be the beginning of a very wonderful career, go ahead.
Well, you should have thought of this all before. I kept warning you.
Well, I guess I'd better go home, Carla. I'll walk to the gate with you. That is, if Mother will let me.
All right. You may go as far as the corner.
Thank you, Mother. Well, good night, Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
Good night, Mildred.
Good night.
Oh, gosh, Corliss, that was tough. My own mother, too. Of course, I could go get the prince. But what'll I use for money? There's Dexter on his porch. Wait a minute. I've got a marvelous idea. I can't promise, of course, but I think it'll work.
Oh, you mean Dexter. He hasn't got $2. Besides, you're mad at him.
I can get glad, can't I? And he has got $2, I bet, because he's been mowing people's lawns. You go on home, Mildred, and I'll phone you later.
See you in the morning.
Oh, Dexter, come here a minute.
Huh? Hello, Corliss.
What are you doing, sitting there all by yourself?
I haven't got anybody else to sit with.
Maybe it's about time we stop being snippy with each other. Hmm?
Holy cow, I haven't been snippy with you.
Well, anyway, I forgive you. And do you want to know why? Because I miss you, Dexter.
Oh, gosh, Corliss. Well, that is, I mean, gee whiz, why did you have to wait so long to tell me that?
Oh, what's the difference? So long as I'm telling you now.
Oh, gosh. I sure will sleep a lot better tonight. Say, can't we go down to Schroeder's for a soda?
Well, thank you very much, Dexter. I think I'd better stay home tonight. Mother isn't feeling very well.
Look, Dexter, dear, I got to thinking I've been awfully selfish, not cutting you in on the contest, and I want you to have a third interest, because after all, you and Mildred and I started this thing together.
Gee, that's swell of you, Carlos, but I haven't done anything.
Well, you got a black eye.
Yeah, but I don't deserve to get in on it.
Oh, I was afraid you'd feel like that, being so noble, Dexter. So if you want to chip in $2, that is, if it'll make you feel any better, why, then you'll be entitled to a share.
Sure, that's great. I'll go in and get you the money right now.
No, you can just run down to Schroeder's and pick up the prints for me. They'll be $1.75, and you can give them to me tomorrow and the 25-cent change. I've got to go in now. Here's a good night kiss, Dexter, dear.
Holy cow.
This has been about the longest 2 weeks I've ever known.
Yeah, it seems like years. Wouldn't you think the camera people would notify you?
Well, maybe we didn't win anything in the contest.
Well, all we can do is wait for the paper. What's that noise?
Oh, Daddy's hoeing the vegetables. He didn't go to the office today.
Gee, the paper's more than an hour late.
Yeah, I think somebody must have picked it up. Oh, look, there's the postman. Oh, he's put something in the box.
Oh, it's got to be for you. It's got to be for you.
Oh, he just left one letter. Look, Mildred, it is for me from the camera store.
Oh, golly, open it quick.
Golly, a check. And look what it says. Third prize and three honorable mentions. Oh, Mildred.
$10. Wow, I can't believe it. Oh, wow, this is super.
What's all the excitement about, girl?
Oh, Mom, look here.
Here, let me in on this, too.
Oh, Mom, Daddy, it came true. My big surprise. Read the letter and look at this check.
Oh, what? I'm so glad, dear. We'll have to buy several papers.
Well, this is really something, baby.
Oh, we ought to phone everybody right away.
Oh, they all get the star. Where's ours, by the way? Your letter says they'll be printed today.
Oh, I guess somebody snitched it, Daddy.
Miss Dexter.
Come on over, Dexter. We won the contest.
Where? Let me see.
Look.
Holy cow.
Let's see. That's $3.33 a piece.
What? Oh. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, Daddy, you're in it, and Mom's in it, and so is Dexter's mother and everyone. All your pictures will be in the paper.
Oh, my darling, that's lovely.
So that's what all the mystery was about.
We snapped everybody while they weren't looking.
And, Mom, I wrote things under every picture explaining who everybody was.
Oh, how nice, dear. My, we'll all be famous, won't we?
Well, I think I'd better go down to the newsstand and get a few copies.
A few? Daddy, you've got to get hundreds and hundreds. On account of I want them to show to my children and my grandchildren. Daddy, so long.
Gosh, I bet my mother will be surprised. I mean, if her picture's one of them.
Oh, gee, we didn't get any shots of my parents, did we?
Oh, never mind, Mildred. I'll take some special ones of them and use my influence as a star to get them published later.
Here comes your father.
Oh, Daddy, hurry.
Well, Janet, get your spirits of ammonia ready.
Oh, Daddy, do you mean they weren't in?
Oh, they're in, all right.
Then why didn't you get a big bunch of papers?
Look, Janet. Just look.
Let me see. Oh, they enlarged them.
Oh. Gee, they came out clear, didn't they?
Oh.
Harry, I can't believe it.
My daughter. No, your daughter. Just this, Janet.
But, Daddy, what's wrong? You sound funny. Oh. Aren't you proud?
I will never live it down. Never.
But, Mom, I don't know what you mean.
Look at them. Look at me, shaving in my striped shorts with my... my legs looking like gnarled oaks and my tummy, a perfect watermelon. It's plain libel, that's what it is.
It says Harry P. Archer, prominent attorney at his morning shave.
Prominent is right. I can't deny it.
But, Daddy, they wanted in them at home.
Oh, and look at me, asleep on the couch with my mouth wide open.
And curlers all over my head like a Medusa.
Oh, and the size of my feet.
I guess they were near the camera, Mrs. Archer.
But them candid camera shots you took. I come to ask the little lady if she knows where that guy lives.
What guy?
The thief. The fellow that held up Mrs. Wilcox.
Well, I think you'd better explain, officer.
Oh, Mrs. Wilcox identified that picture the little girl took as the man who robbed her.
You mean this man, angry pedestrian, objects to being photographed?
That's the one. She called us as soon as she saw the paper.
But she said the robber was a big, fierce-looking man.
Ah, sure. That's how he looked to her at the time, I guess. Where was he when you took his picture, Miss Corliss?
Yeah, I think I can tell you where he lives.
Yes, he came out of that little shack, remember?
We can take you there. Want us to?
Sure, hop in, kids. And the chief is sure going to be grateful to this little lady, I can tell you that.
Is it all right to go, Mom?
Of course.
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry about the pictures. Maybe I shouldn't be a photographer after all. Maybe I'll just be a detective.
In just a moment, we'll be back with the Archer family. But the next time you want to give your family a real treat, sit them down to plates of Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup. Campbell's make this velvet-smooth, delicious soup of the very finest hothouse mushrooms that are packed in little baskets and rushed while still fresh to the best grocery stores. And they're blended with extra-heavy whipping cream to make the soup velvet-smooth. And you'll find lots of tender mushroom slices in every plateful. Mmm. Good. Yes, sirree. Whether you're looking for a grand start for a company meal or something to dress up an everyday family supper, you sure want to serve Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup. It turns even the plainest meal into something mighty special. Campbell's soup on your shelf is like a part-time cook in your kitchen. And now, as our heroine speeds away to mete out justice, what of her parents who are left holding the bag? In this case, the Daily Star.
Well, Janet?
Well, really, Harry, they are awfully funny pictures. Though, honestly, I don't know how I'm going to face people.
You were lucky to be facing people. She got me in profile.
Let me look at them again. Why, they fascinate me. Harry, that one of you is the funniest looking thing I ever saw.
Hey, wait a minute. Janet, I will thank you to remember that my picture won the $10 prize. Yours was only honorable mention.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
You have just heard Meet Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo as Corliss. This is Del Sharbert speaking for the makers of Campbell's Soup, inviting you to listen in again next Sunday and bidding you good night from Hollywood.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Meet Corliss Archer is written by F. Hugh Herbert. Music is composed and conducted by Charles Dance. The part of Dexter was played by Sam Edwards. Mr. Archer by Fred Shields. Mrs. Archer by Irene Tedrow. And Mildred by Arlene Becker. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.